Would you like to know the most important business lesson I ever learned? You would? Great. Here it is. The most important business lesson I ever learned was that my business would work exactly as I designed it to. So if there was something going wrong in the business, it was an effect of the business design. If the business wasn't meeting my needs, it was an effect of the business design. If the business felt unsatisfying or frustrating, you guessed it, it was an effect of the business design. Now, that's not to say that it was my fault, just that I had an opportunity to make a change. While it might seem that working harder, putting in more hours, or learning the latest marketing fad would fix whatever problem befell my business, the truth was that I needed to figure out where the design of the business was falling short. Or, on a more positive note, I could design my business to cause fewer headaches, meet my needs more efficiently, play to my strengths, and create satisfying work. Of course, external factors do play a role, but I could always rework the design of the business to accommodate those external factors. As I learned what worked and what didn't, I could rework the design. As the conditions around me changed, I could respond by adjusting the design. In fact, I could design my business to meet my needs and fit my priorities rather than follow someone else's blueprint and hope for the best. In other words, I became a world builder. Stick with me, I'll explain. World building is the creative practice of imagining fictitious environments for books, movies, TV, or other media. A properly immersive fictional world, no matter how alien, makes sense. It's a unified theory of geography, biology, culture, and governance that sets the stage, literally, for character and plot. Now, what's often missing in a small business is that crucial unified theory. Instead of an integrated system, a small business can easily become a mere collection of disparate functions. You've got brand, operations, marketing, product, administration, finance, sales, but there isn't a business system. The various functions operate independently of each other, often working at cross purposes or generating extra work. It's inefficient and ineffective in the long term. Now, this lack of a unified system becomes especially frustrating when the various pieces of your business work in opposition to your needs, strengths, personal priorities, or values. And that can easily happen when you build your business world based on someone else's needs or goals. Now, the best world builders often use something we take for granted and turn it on its head. For instance, they might create a world where the intelligent life form resembles a plant, or they could invent a geographical area inhabited by two sovereign countries at once. Translated into business building, this means examining a business's goals, tactics, or operations to ask, what would happen if I, for example, what would happen if I tripled my prices? What would happen if I completely quit social media? What would happen if I focused on one offer instead of the three that I have? This playful, creative thinking leads to an innovative business design that aligns with your needs, strengths, and values. So, how do you create that unified system, that immersive and satisfying new world? Well, I'm glad you asked. For more than a decade, I've been guiding small business owners, freelancers, and independent workers through creating an internally consistent business design. And I'd love to share this process with you in a new workshop. World Building for Business Owners is a two-part live workshop that guides you through how to build the business world you want to live and work in. you'll learn a comprehensive process for building an internally consistent business that meets your needs, plays to your strengths, and utilizes your talents. We'll look at three core components of your business world. First, personal and social sustainability. What do you need most from your business? How do you want to work? How is your business contributing to the greater good? Second, financial sustainability. How does your business model support your personal and social priorities? What marketing and sales strategies complement your strengths and your business model? Third, operational sustainability. What procedures do you need to support your business and personal priorities? How do you want to support your customers? And how do you want to support your team members and yourself? We'll start with a brief introduction to world building for business owners. We'll move on to your personal priorities, then on to your financial needs, and we'll finish with how the business needs to run to accommodate those priorities and needs. So who is this workshop for? World Building for Business Owners is for small and micro business owners, freelancers, and independent workers. Whether you lead a business of one or 10, this process is designed for you. This process is especially geared towards service-based and information-based businesses. If you offer retainers, service packages, online courses, community memberships, subscriptions, you'll be able to apply what you learn directly to the design of your business. Now, if you run a product-based business, this process still applies, but you might have to make some adjustments to fit your exact needs. This workshop is also geared toward creative and non-linear thinkers. The process acknowledges that every aspect of a business impacts the others. While I'll present the process in a particular order, because that's how time works, it's not a formula. It's a comprehensive way of approaching business design and strategy. This workshop is best for those who have at least 1 year of experience working for themselves. That ensures that you have some data and anecdotes to work with as we move through the process. If you're a more experienced business owner, say 5 to 10 years in business, and it's time to switch things up, this process is perfect for you too. Now, who am I and why am I teaching this workshop? Well, hopefully you know that I'm Tara McMullen, the host of this here podcast, and I'm a business strategist turned writer, critic, producer, and podcaster. I have more than 15 years of experience helping small business owners and independent workers craft businesses that work for them. In the past, I created a business strategy program called Quiet Power Strategy, which generated over $2 million in revenue during its lifetime. I founded the What Works Network, a peer support community for small business owners, which was acquired by Mighty Networks in 2021. And I'm the co-founder of Yellow House Media, a boutique podcast production agency. Today, I study the creator economy, the macroeconomic shift to independent work, and the marketing media ecosystems we move through as both creators and consumers. I work through a critical and philosophical lens on the challenges independent workers face and offer a radical feminist anti-capitalist take on business building. World Building for Business Owners is Wednesday, May 15th and Thursday, May 16th from 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to 3:30-ish Eastern Daylight Time. There are 6 sessions over those 2 afternoons. 4 sessions are learning and application, and 2 sessions are Q&As. Every session will be recorded, plus you'll get all the slide decks and worksheets. You'll also receive an audio version of the recording along with a transcript a few days after the workshop. And because no one needs another Zoom meeting, least of all me, this workshop is hosted on Crowdcast. You can sit back and relax without worrying about being on camera. For all of the details, check out the link in the show notes, and I'll see you for a regular episode next week.